Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Tuesday morning, Sam Speck and Deborah Woodall with you live from our KGGF studios as we're joined over the phone by Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt. Derek, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Great stuff. Great to have you back here on the Mighty 690 as we always appreciate any time that you have with us to speak upon a couple of things coming out of your neck of the woods. So, Derek, great to have you on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, Deb. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well, and sounds like you're down here kind of in our area this morning.
Yeah, I've been home since last night. I was down in Caney last evening and stayed home, and then I'm headed west on 166 today. I'm in Chautauqua County right now.
Yeah, so what were you doing over in Caney?
Well, the Lions Club met last night. They were nice enough to ask me to drop by, so we had a nice visit about some of the work that we do at the AG's office and just caught up with people. Plus, they had some fantastic ice cream, some of which was homemade.
Well, you know, I found those folks over in Caney are always real nice, super nice folks.
Isn't that true?
Says the bullpup in the room. So, Derek, you're in Chautauqua County now, and that's not your final destination, is it?
No, it's not. I'm headed out to Harper County for a meeting later today. So I'm just sort of taking the slow boat, enjoying the morning a little bit, and going to stop and visit with some folks on the way. But it's one of those nice days where you're out of the office. There's work to do, but it's not too intense today.
Yeah. Well, and just probably a very beautiful drive this morning through those Chautauqua Hills.
Yeah. In fact, there's a lot of ground fog this morning. I pulled over a while ago and snapped a photo or two. It was really pretty.
Yeah. Very beautiful over there in Chautauqua County, that's for sure.
You bet.
Now then, you've been very busy working on abuse and neglect of elderly and, of course, others as well. And looks like you've been up in Washington, D.C. advocating before Congress.
Well, that's true, and you're right. We've talked about that subject before. It's something near and dear to my heart and something we've made a priority at the Kansas Attorney General's office. There's one specific project we're working on now, and it's been a long effort. It's taken us about 2 years to get this far, but I think we're making good progress. And it's kind of a down-in-the-weeds technical detail, but if you boil it all down, it's this. There is one specific tool we have. Every state has one. It's called our Medicaid Fraud Control Unit, and it's housed at the Attorney General's office. It's a creature of federal law. Congress created it, but it's based in the states. And we use those tools, police officers that we have, law enforcement officers, prosecutors, analysts. We use those to go after fraud in the Medicaid program, people who are stealing from the taxpayers, but also to go after the abuse of patients who are on Medicaid. Here's what we're trying to get changed. For some reason, nobody seems to know what the history of it is. When Congress set these things up, it gave us really broad jurisdiction to go after fraud, but pretty narrow jurisdiction to go after abuse. If we find abuse of a patient in a Medicaid-supported nursing home, for example, we can investigate and prosecute that. But if we find abuse of the same patient in a home health care setting, we can't go after that. And that doesn't make any sense to us. So we've been working with Congress to try to get them to change that law, give us more flexibility, and I was out there week before last testifying on a bill to do that, and you know, knock on wood, so far things look pretty promising.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, it's kind of hard to imagine how prevalent some of this abuse can be.
Yeah, unfortunately that's true. You know, it's not a happy subject, and we don't mean to sort of sour everybody's morning, but the reality is that because of demographics, because there are just more and more of us each and every day in Kansas and nationwide who hit age 65 and are therefore in that world of being seniors, that population is growing rapidly. And because of that, there are just more folks who wind up falling victim to people of ill intent, whether it's financial abuse, they get ripped off, whether it's physical abuse, they're harmed in their healthcare setting, whatever it may be. It's not that, I don't think it's that there's more bad human nature out there than there's ever been. I just think that it's bigger demographic, and so the numbers are bigger. Even if the percentage is the same, the numbers of folks who are armed is bigger, and so we need to right-size our ability to try to address that.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, Derek, you've been, while you're not, of course, a police investigator, one of the things we've been dealing with down here in Montgomery County in the area has been a number of rather sizable drug raids. And we've seen great success with assistance from the Kansas Bureau of Investigation and just cooperation between local police departments and the sheriff's office. And I'm just wondering kind of what your thoughts are on some of those cases and what you see moving forward in terms of prosecution of those cases.
Well, I think that the more the better. Unfortunately, there are just an awful lot of illicit drugs in our communities, and they don't just affect the folks that use them, although they do that. They affect all of us, because you wind up with then people who, in order to feed a habit or for other reasons, they commit other crimes against innocent people who aren't users. You get more property crimes, you get some more violent crimes, and it really just infects a community. So I really applaud the local efforts in our area and around the state to work together, all different law enforcement agencies, sort of take out the hubs in communities that are driving that scourge, and then bring them to justice, prosecute them, and get them off the streets so they're not peddling that poison to our kids. And so it's not a simple undertaking, and the men and women that choose to do that in law enforcement, God bless them. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and certainly seems like it's a never-ending task on that front as well.
Yeah, sad but true. The numbers tend to be up. The U.S. Attorney General was in Kansas this past week. We had a chance to visit with him a little bit, Jeff Sessions, about some of the crime numbers around the country. And the national numbers are reflecting what we're seeing here in Kansas. The trend lines are going the wrong way. They have been for the past several years. That's particularly true on violent crime, and it's particularly true on drug-related crime. Property crime is actually slightly down in Kansas and about flat overall. But it's, they're disturbing trends, but such a large portion of that is drug-fueled. It's either motivated by the greed that's behind the illegal drug trade, or it's fueled by folks who are not quite in their right sense of judgment because of their usage of drugs that have impaired them. So there's a core to that problem, and we just need to say it. It's a reality.
Yeah, let's step out of policy for a minute, Derek, if you don't mind. And you've been you're in your second term, right, as Attorney General?
Right.
How do you like the job still?
I'm really enjoying it. Most days, it's like any job; it has its moments, but I really do enjoy it. It is really a privilege to be able to do it, and almost every day I wake up excited to go to work. And you can't ask for more than that. There are moments that you think, my gosh, maybe it's time for somebody else to let them do this. But I suppose that's true in any job. So I thank everybody for letting me do this, and like I told a group of friends the other day, I think we're still fresh. I don't think we've gotten tired and jaded. I think we still have some things we want to get done. I think we're still excited to go to work almost every day. And I think we're still doing some good. So as long as that's true, then we can stick around and do it for a while.
Yeah, and really, you're not long in the tooth, Derek. I don't want to say that, but you're a relatively young man, politically speaking, in terms of your age. However, you've been serving a long time, and the reason I say you've been serving Kansas a long time is because, I used to interview you when you were in the Kansas House, and that was a long time ago.
Yeah, we go back a ways, Deb. That's absolutely true. And I hope you don't have all those old tapes, by the way.
I'm sure for both of our sakes, I destroyed those.
You know what? It's been a great ride, and I don't mean to say that like it's about to end. I hope it's not. But
No.
I sort of stumbled into this line of work, I suppose. I mean, we've always been around it, but it wasn't something I'd always planned. But it has been a lot of fun, and I feel good about the work every day. You know, you feel like you're making a difference and representing folks. And I love Southeast Kansas. It's my home, and I'd like to think that, you know, we've been a good advocate for the region's needs. And when we haven't gotten it quite right, I like to think we've tried to listen and adjust and get on the right path. I think that's how it's supposed to work.
All right. Well, very good. Derek, anything else you'd like to add on what you have coming up the next week or so?
Well, it's, you know, like always, going to be a fairly full week. We've got some office work middle of the week. We're doing training for prosecutors in Southwest Kansas on Wednesday out in Ulysses. So we'll get that done. And then, unfortunately, as you know from the news coverage, we lost a Wichita, Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy on Sunday. He was shot and killed in the line of duty. So I'll be at his funeral on Friday, and hope everybody will say a little quiet prayer for his family and the men and women of the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, and really all law enforcement, because I think that whenever there's a loss like that, every department really feels that.
Absolutely true. It's our third this year in Kansas, far too many.
Yeah, it's unusual, you know. You go years and years without any, and then three so far, huh?
Absolutely. We lost two sheriff's deputies up in Wyandotte County earlier this year, and Deputy Coonsie out in Sedgwick County, so we'll hope and pray we're done.
Yeah, I think that's that would be a great thing. All right. Well, Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks, Deb. Appreciate it. Always good to be on, and hello to everybody.
All right. Thanks, Derek, and we'll check in with you again next month. What do you say?
Appreciate it. We'll look forward to it.
All right. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.